Gwendolyn's Baby Girl by Ben Parthen. First published 2025. Chapter 1, A Private Longing. The kettle clicked off, steam curling lazily into the stillness of Gwendolyn's small kitchen. She poured herself a mug of tea, adding just enough milk to cloud the amber liquid, and sat down at the round table by the window. Outside, a soft drizzle painted the glass with tiny rivulets, distorting the view of the quiet suburban street. She'd once imagined mornings like this would be shared with her in a dressing gown, a child in a high chair, perhaps a partner reading the paper. Instead, there was only the hum of the fridge, and the faint reassuring bulk beneath her skirt. She rested a hand over it, feeling the thickness beneath the soft cotton of her dress. The nappy was warm and faintly damp, the vinyl of her plastic pants whispering as she shifted in the chair. It wasn't just necessity, although the bedwetting had been with her since she was a girl and had never completely left. The nappy was also a source of emotional comfort and safety for her, a place where the day couldn't hurt her yet. She'd been in a fresh nappy since she'd risen, pinned securely with pink-headed pins and smoothed over with baby powder. Pale blue plastic pants, their elastic snug against her thighs, held it all close. She could wear them all day if she wished, and sometimes she did, especially on days when the ache of wanting something more pressed against her too heavily to ignore. No one could ever really understand the comfort and security her nappies gave her in the face of repeated disappointments. The ache had been with her for years now. Failed relationships, miscarriages that had broken her in ways no one could see, and now the knowledge, cold and immovable, that she would never carry a child of her own. She could smile through it for other people, keep her private rituals hidden, but the longing didn't fade. It had only changed shape. She was built for motherhood. Her own mother had said the same thing, even when, as an older teenage girl, she would play with younger children and lead them and comfort them in a natural manner. It was an irony to her mother that the girl who had such obvious mothering instincts still wore thick babyish nappies and plastic pants at night, and had no apparent sign of improvement coming along. Still, night soiling until age 10 was not a particularly helpful aspect either. In recent months, Gwendolyn had begun to picture a different kind of motherhood. Not a baby from her own womb, but someone who already understood what it was to live padded and protected like she did. Someone who needed her not for an evening or a weekend, but always. She wanted a baby who would let her care for them completely. Change them, feed them, dress them, put them down for naps and watch them sleep, just as she had once dreamed of doing for her own child. That dream caused anguish at times, especially if the dreams were literal, and she would wake after changing a child's nappy in her sleep or feeding them a baby bottle or breastfeeding. She desperately wanted to breastfeed.
But finding such a person wasn't as simple as dreaming about it.
She tried online groups, of course, but most were full of men who wanted only occasional play, or who preferred modern disposables, and didn't understand her love for the soft bulk of cloth, the comforting rustle of plastic pants. She wanted someone who already knew that smell of clean nappies airing on a rack, who appreciated the difference between milky white vinyl and translucent pastel pink. She grinned as she remembered her first time, when she rubbed her plastic pants in a special way, and in a special place, and discovered the joys of orgasm. From that first time, she had connected orgasm with nappies and in particular, plastic pants. Many mornings, she would awake and feel the call of her wet nappies.